Blog Talk Radio.
Because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into the inner higher frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves within the blogtalkradio.com network Soul Class. This is Soul Class 514, Healings from the Fruit of the Lips. Blessed is our Creator, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, our next program will take place on September 24th, 2015, which is today, which equals the 11th of Tishrei, 5,776 years since our common ancestors, Adam and Eve, walked upon this blessed earth. It's now 9:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unified Soul Actualization. Broadcast content will be a semi-impromptu, generous plucking of inspirations from a Hasidic discourse slash mimer delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe on the 13th of Tishrei, 5,748 years blazing and grazing into creation, which corresponded to the Greco-Roman calendar year of 1987. Our call-in number is 347-838-8669. That's 347-838-8669. We also had an impromptu calling in from someone trying to reach my cell phone, but we're shutting that off. And away we come with the shoe. Sorry, Rabbi Isaac, you're listening to Rabbi Isaac. Here comes the time from his Generation Redemption album. We'll just have to turn it down to get on with the shoe. And by the way, blessed souls, I want you to know that Rabbi Isaac has a beautiful congregation, Sephardic congregation in the heart of Crown Heights, in Kester Crown Heights, which the prayers start 10 a.m. on Shabbos morning. On this coming Shabbos will be the 13th of Tishrei. The congregation is located at 1433 President Street, located between Kingston Avenue and Albany Avenue. The shul is under the spiritual guidance of Rav Daniel Mapur. And there's a simple, humble, and yet joyous kiddush. There's some food offered as well after the prayer service, where we sit down and talk. Talk about life, talk about prayers, talk about blessings, talk about what is in the mode of Shabbat, the matter of Menuchas and Nefesh, Menuchas Aguf, tranquility of the soul and tranquility of the body. This is all the tags for today's program. As a preface to our humble presentation, is Divine Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel and Noah meditating to reduce hatred, jealousy, and competition, which is not needed. Chassidus, Kabbalah, Inner Dimensions of Torah, and Written and Oral Torah Traditions of Israel. I thought to try to usually present our general presentation usual presentation, meditation equals wellsprings of the soul, but with all the preparations for Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which took place yesterday and was a joyous event, at the famous Frankel Shul here in Kesekron Heights. I just didn't have the time, but when I went to visit my parents, may they be strong and gesund, this past Sunday, I was jotting down some notes from a Hasidic discourse that I happened to be present at, when the Lubavitcher Rebbe Schussi Yogan Leno Mezmeres Protect is delivered in Crown Heights at 770, the international headquarters of the Hasidic educational movement known as Lubavitch or Chabad. And I thought I would glean some teachings out. The first part will be basically recapitulating, and then a little less recapitulating, and then finally I'll read from the fourth section of the Hasidic discourse as it was translated from a wonderful book called Anticipating the Redemption, Volume 1, which was printed by Sichos in English. And if you have the time and you have the resources, it's a wonderful book to consider buying because it's translated into English for those of you who cannot still yet access these crystal clear self-empowering, soul-empowering, human-nurturing teachings. So here we go, on with the show. Okay. Blessed souls, whether a human being is distanced from his or her purpose in life, whether a human being is close to full actualization of his or her purpose in life, from the creator of the universe, healings can emerge. As well, various dimensions of peace can encompass any man, woman, child, adolescent, or elder, in addition to penetrating the blessed human mind, heart, and soul that resides within each M plus H plus S microcosmic universe, configured ultimately and subconsciously, and for those who are truly vibrating at a high level consciously, to the macrocosmic universe of the mind, heart, and soul. All the above are positive outcomes of a unique form of fruit. Now, this fruit does not grow on a tree or bush, nor does it sprout from the ground. It is a type of fruit which only Creator can divinely create, namely, the fruit of the lips, as relayed to us by the prophet of redemption, Isaiah, Navi Agula Yeshayahu, in chapter 57, verse 19, in the book of Isaiah. Blessed souls, we are connecting to an awareness of a type of speech which is not prefaced by some level of human thought. For in fact, human thought is an axiomatic necessity before any human speech can be shared between person to person. For prophetic speech experienced by a human being does not require the human antecedent of thought. What a human being has to do, him or her, to prepare themselves for prophecy, that's a subject for another discussion, and hopefully with the Most High's blessings and assistance, hopefully one day we hope to do a series on how does one work upon oneself, himself or herself, to access the prophetic human experience. Of course, within the context of authentic Israelite written and oral Torah traditions. So this depiction of speech, which we've so far briefly mentioned, as recorded in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 19, fruit of the lips is an elevated form of expression which brings healing to the recipient of such fruit slash speech emanating from a human whose lips were blessed and anointed to participate in the healing of human beings that still have not discovered their purpose in life, and also as well for those who recognize his or her purpose for living and to courageously serve Creator, to persevere in bonding with other human beings with the intent of reducing hatred, jealousy, and unwarranted competition that unfortunately can in fact transpire between other human beings or human enterprises, and thereby assisting all of us getting our perspective through the prophetic experience what daily life will be during the universal redemption. We know, and all should know, common human speech, in fact, has been a wonderful gift to the human family experience, because throughout the generations, there has been an empowerment, there's been an assisting, there's been a facilitating, there's been various forms of expressions of sensitivity within the community of all nations. Unique revelations for all the generations that preceded ours, and for those generations as well to follow ours, of course, with the Most High's blessings. So for those who have engaged in such positive usage of this wonderful gift of human speech, may they and their descendants reap peaceful and pleasant fruits for their oratory labors. So it would benefit even more human beings to gain awareness of the Creator's divine program to reveal the fruit of the lips via the ancient prophets, not only like from Isaiah, but also from Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Solomon, of course Moses, Samuel the prophet, etc., etc., and etc. Another matter to share with you, blessed souls, which I'm plucking out from that Hasidic discourse that the Lubavitcher Rebbe delivered now 28 plus years ago, is a salient point which was expounded upon by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, namely the virtue of those who are far from their purpose. Can in fact at one point of their lives, his or her life, access a type of epiphany, spiritual awakening, coming to the epicenter of their core being, which can compel them, despite their distance relationship previously with Creator and other human beings, to surge forward to repair matters which each Baal Tshuva, master of return, becomes acutely aware of, or Chozer B'Tshuva, a returnee, repentance, a return to purpose of being as a proper human being, as a proper steward, and the need for whatever particular or general rectification he or she must engage in for the lack of consciousness that expressed itself in their thoughts, speech, and actions prior to that point where they reach that epiphany, which the world calls or identifies as an awakening. Then again, too, for those who are totally aware of their purpose are called the tzaddikim, the righteous ones, and they are categorized in such manner. And to learn more about this, blessed souls, you can go to the Talmudic tractate of Brachas, of Blessings, the 34th page, second side, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, regarding to the category of those who are close to the Creator and their overall general responsibilities towards the human family experience. Yet, interestingly enough, the tzaddik and the righteous ones are also in need of healings, just as the Baal Tshuva is. So the righteous who are fully aware of their purpose also need to be healed. And those who were far away, the Baal Tshuva, Chozrim B'Tshuva, also need to be healed. And this is a matter which was discussed in this Hasidic discourse of the Rebbe. Now, reading basically the fourth section of presentation from this wonderful book, Anticipating the Redemption, Volume 1, which was translated by Rabbi Eli Tauger, we go further, just directly reading a translation. So we went from basically sort of like poetic license to recapitulate certain parts of the Rebbe's discourse, the Maimar. Then we went a little closer to the content's intent. And now we're going to read from it as we come rapidly to the end of our humble presentation today. So this concept, we're talking in the context of Teshuvah, of returning, we're quoting from, and the spirit shall return to Creator who granted it. And even as the soul exists on this earthly plane, it will be united with Creator in complete unity, just as it was included in the essence of the Orient Self, the infinite light, is primarily achieved through the service of Teshuvah, of returning. Although previously, in this Hasidic discourse, which we didn't cover, it was explained that the three endeavors of Torah study, divine service, and deeds of kindness, the soul is reconnected with its source. A more complete dimension of this connection is established through the service of tshuva, of repentance/return. It is possible to explain that this is alluded to in the above verse, quote, and the soul shall return, end of quote, for return tashuv, shame is the same root as teshuvah, the essence of the soul's return is its to its source, to the Creator which granted it, comes through tshuva, returning. To explain, the service of the righteous as expressed in the three of observance, Torah study, divine service, and deeds of kindness, is in fact limited. This service of teshuvah, by contrast, reflects an unbounded potential in the realm of time. This is indicated by the fact that tshuva is accomplished with one turn in one moment, and the source for what we were just reading from is the Zohar, portion 1, page 129, side A. Therefore, the soul's return to its source, which is accomplished through teshuva, reflects a higher level of return than through the three modes of service, Torah study, divine service, and deeds of kindness, which is the service of the righteous. On this basis, we can understand the Talmud's interpretation of the phrase, peace, peace, to the far and to the near, as referring to those who were originally far removed and then came close. For the peace that results from the service of teshuvah, one who comes close after being far removed, surpasses the peace achieved by the service of the righteous who are always close. On this basis, we can comprehend the continuation of the verse. We're talking about chapter 57, verse 19, says God, I will heal him, also referring to her, for the advantage of the service of teshuvah, peace to those far removed, resembles healing, I will heal him. To learn more about that, you'd have to go to the Talmudic tractate Yoma, which deals with the oral Torah traditions of the service of Yom Kippur, for the nation of Israel, and of course the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. And it's no coincidence that the Rebbe brought in that teaching from Yom, because the 13th of Tishrei, today being the 11th, is only 3 days after the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim. To explain this concept based on the 6th Lubavitcher's Maamar, which this teaching was based on, in regard to the ordinary intake of food and drink, it is necessary to ingest a relatively large quantity of food to bring about the strengthening of the connection between the soul and the limbs of the body. In regard to healing, by contrast, even one drop of medication has the power to strengthen the connection between the body and the soul. The rationale for this is that the power of medication is not bound by the same limitations as the power of food. Therefore, its influence is not dependent on quantity, rather on quality. Similar concepts apply to teshuva, the act of returning to creative to purpose in life, which has been described with the simile of healing. The reason why teshuva is accomplished, quote-unquote, with one turn in one moment, and why with one thought of teshuva, of returning, a person can be transformed from an utterly wicked person to a completely righteous person, is because teshuva, returning to Creator, is unlimited in nature, because the mitzvah of teshuvah was given by an unlimited eternal Creator. In this context, understand the continuation of the verse, says God, I will heal him. Although every activity performed is a result, and again, when it says God, I will heal him, that's the end of the verse in chapter 57, verse 19 of Isaiah, blessed souls, the prophet of redemption. Although every activity performed is a result, not of man's own power, but rather of the power granted by God, in teshuvah, in returning and healing, quote-unquote, the divine potential is revealed more openly. For in regard to healing and teshuvah, returning, an infinite potential is revealed. And therefore, teshuvah is accomplished with one turn, in one moment, and actual healing can be brought about by a single drop of medicine. In these matters, there is a specific divine potential granted from above. And this is indicated by the words, quote-unquote, says God. With that being said, blessed souls, we're going to now conclude today's humble presentation. A little brief, a little impromptu, but that's okay. But, again, my intent is not to tell you what to do, but rather to encourage you to explore such matters which you can access, which otherwise you would never have heard about, because unfortunately the majority of spirituality in this world is a distortion of the distortion of a distortion of the original traditions that were given to original man and woman, and then given down from generation to generation. So we'll be ending today's segue ending song from David Dome, who helped us get back home, to help us realize our Tzelem Elokim is no dream. Our divine image will help us get off in scrimmage in a way of a Havachad, one love, a girl, a chad, one destiny, kolon for all of us. Badarchi nom, darchi shom, in a peaceful and pleasant way. Take care, everyone.
As I take my step to the glorious light.